Es waren Level 42 Lessons in Love und Lessons in Love, die kriegen wir heute vielleicht auch bei Ted Ma in seiner Show. Wir sind ja verbunden mit ihm nach Seattle in Amerika. Und Ted, ich freue mich schon, welche Studiogäste hast du heute vorbereitet oder eingeladen?
Ted, which guests do we have today on our show? Gerhard us.
We have some wonderful guests today. We have Martha Childress, the fabulous leader of the Natural Choice Network and a fabulous person who's been so helpful with all of our efforts.
Also, wir haben Martha Childress. Hello.
Thank you. Hello.
Glad to be here.
Hi.
And again, I have to. You are doing Washington? No. Natural Choice Network.
I also have a weekly radio show, directory, and an online resource for mind, spirit, and natural resources.
Hey, naturalchoice.net. Great.
Yeah, she's a great lady. Really, very talented.
Möchtest du noch kurz übersetzen? Naturalchoice.net. Is that right?
Yeah, naturalchoice.net.
Ja, naturalchoice.net, dort ist sie zu finden. Sie hat ihre eigene Radioshow einmal die Woche und sehr interessant, wir werden darauf gleich noch bestimmt näher eingehen.
Mhm. Ja, wonderful, wonderful. And then, of course, we have my good friend Leon McLaughlin is there. And Leon, how are you doing today? He's with the Washington Clean Water Foundation.
Wir haben noch Leon McLaughlin. Ja, Ming, Leon McLaughlin. Er war schon öfter in unserer Show und er kommt von Washington Clean Water und wird auch hier nochmal kurz reden, um was es dann geht.
Yeah, so he's a wonderful fellow and I really loved having him on today. And of course, my good friend Ernest Tau, who's there, he's with the Hopi tribe in Arizona. Ernest, are you there? Can you hear us okay?
Yes, I'm here, Ted. I can hear you fine.
Oh, good, my friend. Go ahead.
Just want to say hi. Thank you so much for all you do.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Ernest.
Und wir haben als dritten erstmal Ernest Tahoe und er gehört zu den Hopi-Indianern. Er kommt also direkt, ist dem Stamm angehörig. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for being on this show.
Yeah, Ernest is our essential boots on the ground.
Yep.
Ernest, what's the picture of? You got water bottles there? Is that some reverse osmosis?
Solar.
Oh, it's a solar clean. Oh, wow.
That's the solar unit that we got off our first donation when you first reached out to the public. And that's the one we got from Teresa in Idaho.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, that's our solar unit. It's a three-stage unit. Works on the solar panel, also DC direct battery.
Wonderful, that's also fantastic, Ernest.
Wir haben ja ein Bild, was Ernest uns hier zeigt, und es ist sozusagen eine Solareinheit, die mit Hilfe der Spenden jetzt sozusagen gekauft werden konnte, installiert werden konnte. Und hier geht es insbesondere eben um die Reinigung des Wassers und die Benutzung der Filter.
And also that unit, you can move around, Ted, so it's mobile. You can take it from location to location.
Oh, what a good idea. What a good idea.
Talk about the volume, how many people that can serve.
Yeah, it can do, it does a gallon a minute, so 60 gallons an hour. So you're looking at, in 1 hour, 60 people got drinking water. And it can run 24 hours a day.
In einer Stunde erhalten 60 Menschen Trinkwasser aus dieser Solarstation.
Yeah.
Wunderbar.
Well, the problem on the Hopi Reservation and also with the Navajos too is that much of the drinking water is contaminated by arsenic and radiation.
Das Problem ist, dass das Wasser eben, wir hatten schon darüber gesprochen, bei den Hopi-Indianern kontaminiert ist. Wir haben dort Arsen und Arsen, and what else was in the water? Is in the water?
Uranium,
arsenic.
Arsen.
Yeah.
And a lot of other contaminants.
Yeah.
Contaminants as well.
You name it, it's the worst water in the world, probably.
Also, sehr schlimm kontaminiertes Wasser, was die Hopi-Indianer bisher zur Verfügung hatten.
Yeah, so anyway, that's why we're doing this today, to raise funds for the Hopi, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But the problem with the water is that it affects people's health, so they don't live a long time.
Mm-hmm. Und dieses schädliche Wasser ist natürlich höchst ungesund und es führt dazu, dass die Menschen nicht sehr lange leben.
And it also weakens their immune system too.
Yeah, which is particularly, you know, vital now. And that's where there's a sense of urgency. And Ernest, I know last I heard you are on total shutdown again.
Ernest, are you there, my friend?
Yes. The answer to Martha's question is yes. Our protocols here in Hopi, because of the virus, the COVID-19, have changed. We're basically on a monthly-month basis situation on the changing of the protocols. Right now, Hopi Reservation is shut down, a lockdown, basically, with an 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew weekly. Only one person per family would be allowed to travel outside the reservation to get essentials like food, PPEs, hand sanitizer, soap, whatever we need. So things are kind of tough, and, you know, families can't really get out out to get these supplies. So it's kind of hard.
It's all the more important for people to support our efforts. 100% of all monies go directly to the Hopi or Clean Water. Mm-hmm. And this is entirely a volunteer effort. Leon, could you explain for people in the United States that they can make a tax-deductible contribution to your organization? I think that's important for some people to know. So if you could
explain that. We are a 501c3. If you go to Clean Water Foundation, WA.org, you can make donations there. And we are taking those donations and purchasing water units, customized water units, actually, for that issue of uranium, arsenic, and those other contaminants that's in the water. Mm-hmm. And we do need anyone that can help us, join us. We would appreciate it. And you can go to the website or call me at 206-228-6836 is my cell number. Or, like I said, go to the website, www.cleanwaterfoundationwa.org. And we would like everyone to join us, because this is a horrible situation at the end, like you said, Ted, with the children and the families getting cancer at an early age because of that contaminated water and a lot of other diseases. So they definitely need water filtration systems in the homes of the Hopi and Navajo reservation. It's desperately needed.
Right. And
I would love to translate it, Ted. Die Situation der Hopi hat sich extrem verschlimmert aufgrund der COVID-19-Maßnahmen, was es ihnen noch schwieriger macht, an sauberes Trinkwasser zu gelangen. Was auch da, es darf immer nur eine Person zum Beispiel im Einkaufen gehen. Familien dürfen gar nicht mehr dieses Reservoir verlassen. Es darf auch niemand von außen rein. Und umso wichtiger ist es heute und jetzt, hier diese Hopi-Indianer zu unterstützen. Und wir sind eben, diese Filter sind, werden dringend benötigt. Und über Clean Water Foundation, wa.org, kann man sozusagen einen Teil spenden. Man kann auch solche Gerätschaften kaufen und sie eben dann dorthin bringen lassen. Aber ja, der Hilfeschrei ist sehr, sehr groß. Die Menschen leiden enorm. Sie sind sehr krank. Vor allem auch Kinder leiden schon sehr zeitig an Krebs. Und wer hier sich angesprochen fühlt, kann uns, kann Ted, kann Leon jederzeit kontaktieren. Und jede Spende, jede kleinste Spende hilft. Dankeschön. Thank you.
Yeah. So, anyway, I also
you've been collecting money for some of the essentials. I mean, the water is an ongoing problem, but with the COVID undermining, you know, their immune system anyway right now, which is so urgent. I've been, Ted has been doing a great job with shows like this, getting awareness and raising money. And literally 100% goes. Ted will send me a check. I'll go to the bank, cash it, go to Flagstaff, buy all the stuff, buy all the sanitation or anything that they need that's essential.
Right.
And I meet someone from the reservation and they take it back on the reservation. So we can hopefully raise funds for those. It sounds like that's really, really needed right now, too.
Yeah. And also, too, I want to thank Walmart in Flagstaff, Arizona, for all their assistance, too, because the management and staff there have been great in getting fresh produce and we bring the money in. And Ernest has been and Martha's been so good about bringing it up there, meeting the staff. Valletta, I asked her to come on the show today. Maybe she's busy. I know people get busy, but
I'll coordinate with her for another run.
Yeah, sure. Sure. Ernest, yeah,
it's total grassroots.
Go ahead.
Hey, Ted, I'd like to also mention our other funding page. Also working with Airline Ambassadors International.
Oh, good.
We have a funding page on the globalgiving.org.
Uh-huh.
We have two projects going there, one for the filtration systems, and the other one is a micro project to assist the filter project. And that's just basically for supplies like water sample containers and for water sampling analysis. That way we can take water samples from certain areas that we need to get to, and then we can get the right filtration systems for that area. So that's how we are basically moving forward with these projects to different areas. And the address for that is www.globalgiving.org/projects/waterforhopi. And it's water, the number 4, and Hopi.
Oh, that's
and
great.
Slash.
That's great. Well, President Trump likes to stay in behind the scenes for a lot of things. And I was told a couple of months ago when this airline ambassador started that President Trump was instrumental in getting them to get involved and donate money to this Hopi effort. So I want to thank President Trump for his assistance. He didn't take any credit for it. He's not, but I want to let you know that he was instrumental in getting this going. So that's mm-hmm. wonderful news, Ernest. And now that I've got this website, I'll announce it on my program. Mm-hmm.
And I would love to say it also to our.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot.
German listeners, it's okay, Ted. Okay. We are just in 10 years, maybe. In 10 years, I think we are good.
Genau, wir wollen es auf Deutsch jetzt hören.
Ja, ich will noch mal kurz, was Ernest jetzt gesagt hat. Weitere Projekte oder Seiten, wo man sich hinwenden kann, wo man unterstützen kann, ist zum Beispiel auf der Seite www.globalgiving.org/projects/water4, als 4 geschrieben, Hopi. Hier geht es vor allen Dingen auch darum, Spendengelder für Wasserproben, für Analysen zusammenzubekommen. Und nochmal erwähnt an der Stelle sei auch, dass alle Spenden zu 100% an die Hopi weitergeleitet werden. In diesem Zusammenhang auch erwähnt sehr gerne Präsident Trump, der dieses Projekt Airline
Ambassadors International
sozusagen angestoßen hat, die für diese Unterstützung zuständig dann sind auch. Also eben Global Giving und so weiter, diese Projekte, die da laufen, sind auch dank Präsident Trump entstanden. Genau.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. And I also want to tell people briefly, I also do 2 more shows in Miami, Florida on Fridays and in San Francisco on Saturdays.
Ted hat noch 2 weitere Radioshows, freitags in Miami und samstags in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. And those shows, all the broadcast information are available at outofthisworldradio.net.
Und jede Show ist auch über outofthisworld.net zu erreichen und mitzuhören. And YouTube, you can also find your
Yeah, you can find it on YouTube. On the YouTube site, go to BBS Radio, boyboysamradio.com/ out of this world radio.
Okay, perfect. BBC.
BBS.
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 Okay, die Information können wir vielleicht nochmal Gerhard gesondert dann mit dazu nehmen.
Ja, genau.
Nochmal mit dazu schreiben.
Wir haben auch einen Song vorbereitet, Ted. Den Song, möchtest du denn, dass wir den einspielen?
Would you like to, that we put, that Gerhard puts the song, Ted?
Yes, if you could please play Charlie Cardinal's song about Dr. Emoto now, and this will lead into the second hour as well, but it's all part and parcel of the same thing. If you could play that now, that would be great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, thank
there
you.
There we go. Charlie Cardinal.
No. The song I sent you. My friend, it's called The Water Song. I sent it to you by WeTransfer, Gerhard. It should be in your email.
Yes, write this, but it is named Thank You, Water.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, Thank You, Water.
So let's play it. Okay.
Okay.
It's like a country song like this.
Yeah, right, but it's a nice song.
Okay, here we go.
Actions, thoughts, and words are in energy. One day we heard Dr. Emoto say, to help us understand this, it is water. And now I hope to show you the way. Discovered ice, water, crystals hold all our actions, emotions, and words. A wise teacher and true spirit with love for us all. His dream was to help heal the world. See, the water of life is within each living thing, captures energy and reveals what is true. Water crystals of beauty, water crystals deformed, depends on what we say, think, or do. Water binds all of life together. On land, the seas, and air, holds the energy of all of our actions. He discovered and now chose to share. Simple but profound, you see. The water within and without us can guide our humanity. See, the water of life is within each living thing, captures energy and reveals what is true. Water crystals of beauty, or water crystals deformed, depends on what we say, think, or do. Water crystals of beauty, or water crystals deformed, depends on what we say. think or do.
Ja, ein Radio Soul.